是属灵的啊，天上的耶路撒冷。
Today's holy city is the heaven of God. 啊，
那我们要知道这个真的末世真教会这个属灵的城墙，就看启示录就很清楚。
And if we turn to the book of Revelations, you'll expand upon the matter.
啊，启示录在第二十一章那里是天上的耶路撒冷。降下来。
Revelation 21 tells us that the New Jerusalem comes down from heaven.
啊，就像新妇一样啊。
It's a new world.
啊，装饰整齐的新妇。
Like a new bride.
啊，就是天上的圣城，天上耶路撒冷。
This is the New Jerusalem.
那在第九节那里说。羔羊的心腹啊，这里讲羔羊的心腹。
And verse 9 tells us it's the wife of the lamb.
那第十节说约翰被灵感动啊。
And in verse 10 it tells us that John was carried away in the spirit.
就进入灵里头去了。
And he entered the spirit.
在灵里头就看到一座大山，高大的山。
And in the spirit, he saw a great and high mountain.
从天降下来，圣城耶路撒冷。
And this was the holy city Jerusalem coming down out of heaven.
这个就是基督的心腹，就是装饰整齐的真教会。
This holy city, the wife of the Lamb, is the true church.
那这个教会啊，你看第十一节说，城中啊有神的荣耀。
We can see that within the true church, the holy city was the glory of God.
现在城中没有殿啊，城中没有殿。
No temple there.
我们看看二十二节。
In verse 22.
说我未见城内有殿，因主神全能者。和羔羊为城的殿。
There's no temple there because the Lord God Almighty and the Lord and the Lamb are its temple.
那就是神的荣耀。
This is the glory of God.
所以城中有神的荣耀。
So in the city is the glory of God.
不再有这个有形的殿，已经不存在了。它就是城中就是神的荣耀。
There's no need for a temple in the city because Lord God is.
十一节那里说，这光辉啊，城的光辉啊，好像极贵的宝石，好像就是碧玉啊，明如水晶。
And the glory of God in the city is its light, and it's like many precious jewels.
这是我们每个人呢，那个殿就在我们心中啊，我们神的荣耀。充满在我们心里，我们每个信徒都被圣灵充满了。
Today the temple of God is our heart, and the Holy Spirit dwells within our heart.
所以都变成极贵的宝石了。
And so our heart becomes like a very
precious jewel. 每一个信徒都变成一颗宝石了。
We each are then that jewel.
非常的圣洁，明如水晶，非常圣洁。
We're holy and precious in God's eyes.
像主耶稣说的，他爱教会，把教会洗得干干净净，没有瑕疵。
Just like Jesus tells us, he loves the church, so we must cleanse the church.
这个就是殿啊，这个就是殿。
That's what a temple is.
内在我们的心就是这样，圣圣洁洁的。
The temple of God is our hearts, must be pure.
被圣灵充满的。
So that we can be filled with the Holy Spirit.
这个就是神的殿。
Then it will be the temple of God.
那外面，你看十二节开始就是城墙。
And from verse 12, we can see it had a great high wall.
这是看得见，看得见。
This is very visible.
十二节说有高大的墙。
12 says it had a great high wall.
这敌人进不来的。
A high wall resists the enemy.
那有十二个门。
And there were 12 gates.
上面有十二位天使。
And 12 angels at the gates.
天使在看顾的。
They were watching over the gates.
那门上都写以色列十二个支派的名字。
On the gates were written the names of the 12 tribes.
就十二个支派啊，是以前是安营啊，在圣殿的会幕的这个四周围的。
And these 12 tribes would be surrounding the holy altar.
所以你看这个殿就是这十二个支派。
And so you see the temple consists of these 12 tribes.
墙就是十二个支派。
And the wall around the city was the 12 tribes.
你如果在旷野看到以色列人那个，那就是一个圣城啊！你看会幕在中间看不见，但是呢，四周围就是那些百姓安营的，混着四面。
So if you saw the camp of the Israelites in the wilderness, it would be as a holy city with the temple in the middle, but you can't see it, and then surrounded by the 12 tribes.
都有写名字的啊。
They all have names.
第十四节说城墙啊有十二个根基。
And the in verse 14 it says the wall of the city had 12 foundations.
上面就有羔羊啊，十二个门使徒的名字。
And on them were the names of the 12 apostles.
真教会啊，是建立在使徒的根基上的。
The true church is built upon the foundation of the 12 apostles.
所以恒心遵守使徒的教训。
And so we follow the apostolic teachings.
过团契的生活。
Live a life of fellowship.
十五节说啊，那为子当尺来量一量。
And the angel had a measuring rod.
量城和城门、城墙都要量。
And he could measure the city, its gates, and its walls.
它这个城是四方形的啊。
The city is a square.
所以这个尺啊，就是按照神的教训啊，神的教训。
So the measure that we go by is the teachings of God.
主耶稣所吩咐使徒的，那使徒呢，他说，凡我所吩咐你们的，都要教训他们遵守。所以这一把尺就是主耶稣的吩咐。
Jesus commanded the disciples to impart to us whatever Jesus had imparted to them.
那旧约时代来讲就是律法，所以以色列要按照律法来量一量，看耶路撒冷他们的信仰怎么样，要量。
In the Old Testament, the standard was the law, Mosaic law, and so Ezra used this Old Testament law to take a measure of the city of Jerusalem.
看十八节啊。
In verse 18.
这个墙是碧玉造的。
The wall is made of jasper.
都是玉，都是宝石，都是玉。
They are made of precious metals and precious stones.
所以我们每一个弟兄姐妹都是一粒宝玉啊，宝玉。
Today we are also a precious stone.
这个是神用重价买来的。
Because he has bought us with precious things.
那知道我们这个宝石啊，这个玉啊，它是磨出来的啊，磨出来，石头磨出来的。
And jasper and other precious stones are carved out of a rough stone.
所以在十九节说，城墙的根基是用各样的宝石来修饰的。
And 19 tells us the foundations were decorated with every kind of precious stone.
你看，它就不同的宝石啊，十二种不同的宝石。
And there are all these different 12 precious stones.
都是宝石，但是呢，不同的宝石。
They're all precious stones, but they're all different.
那个在我们每个人恩赐是不同的。
So it is that today our gifts are different.
都是宝石。
But we are all precious.
没有什么说哇，这个比较尊贵，这个比较不。
There's no saying that oh, this stone is more precious than the other.
十二颗宝石。
So there are 12 precious stones.
十二个支派，十二颗宝石。
12 tribes and 12 stones.
经典就这个十二个支派就代表神的啊全体啊这个选民。
The 12 tribes represent the chosen people of God.
不管是哪一种宝石。
It doesn't matter what type of stone you are.
都是同样的宝贵啊。
But you are equally precious in God's eyes.
在说二十一节啊。
And verse 21,
十二个门是十二颗珍珠。
The 12 gates were 12 pearls.
每门是一颗珍珠。
Each gate made of a single
pearl. 城内的街道是晶晶的。
The streets of the city was of pure gold.
是晶晶的，但是又好像明透的玻璃。
But it was still like transparent glass.
我们的晶晶一定不透明的嘛。
Our gold is not transparent.
但是这里晶晶它是透明的。
But this gold is transparent.
而且属灵的。
That is a spiritual.
完全属灵的这个。
All this is spiritual.
我们都是成为一个属圣灵的人，被圣灵充满属灵的人。
We want to be spiritual people of the Holy Spirit.
所以殿里面这个城里头没有殿，没有看到神的殿。
So in that city was no temple.
神就是殿。
Because God is a temple.
羔羊就是殿。
The Lamb is a temple.
所以教会就基督的身体嘛。
So the church has the body of Christ.
神的灵住在里面。
And the Holy Spirit dwells within it.
就是这个就是殿。
That's what this is.
所以就二十三节说，城内就不用再日月光照了。
So that city doesn't need the sun or the moon anymore.
是神的荣耀光照。
Because the glory of God gives it light.
羔羊就是城里面的灯。
And the lamp is the lamb.
所以今天我们就是啊。真教会就是这样子。
That's how the true church should be today.、
哦、被建造完成的真教会。
We have been purified and made perfect.、
哦、所以要把这个城墙如果建立起来。
So this city wall was built up.
高大的墙。
Very high.、嗯、
仇敌进不来。
The enemy could not enter.、
哎、这个是、啊、属灵的真教会。
That's the spiritual true church.、
啊、所以把啊、城墙盖好、啊、就完成了、啊、装饰整齐、啊、就是城墙盖好了
So they complete their work once they finish the walls of the city、
哎、这个才是我们的重点、哦、
That's the most important point、哎、
所以说我们要在这方面呢应该要学习
And that's what we need to study today
怎么样把教会的团契的生活呢建立起来
How can we build up the fellowship of the church
成为一个高大的荣耀的圣城
so we can be a great and glorious holy city
好现在看回来尼希米记第四章
let's turn back to Nehemiah chapter 4
尼希米记第四章
Nehemiah chapter 4
这个第四章是很特殊的一章
chapter 4 is an interesting chapter
有很多、啊啊、我们在追求属灵的生活上呢、啊、还服事上呢学习的功课
There are many lessons to be learned that apply to our service to God、
啊、第四章这个是记载、啊、在工作当中、啊、所遇到的这些征战
Chapter 4 talks about some of the opposition we may encounter when we do the holy work、
啊、在第一节这里说参巴拉听见我们修造城墙就发怒大大的恼怒、啊、嗤笑、啊、犹大人
Verse 1 says, When Sanballat heard that we were rebuilding the wall, he became angry and was greatly incensed. He ridiculed the Jews.
我们看参巴拉这个角色。
We can take a look at Sanballat.
这个就是血气的角色。
This is the footsteps of anger and jealousy.
发怒，大大的发怒。
Because he was angry.
这个人的血气、啊、是很可怕的。
Everyone's fury is to be feared.
今天我们要修造城墙、啊、我们本身 你这个最大的敌人就是血气。
The greatest enemy is your anger and emotion.
我们的灵修、啊、要能达到、啊啊、圣洁完全、啊、你要对付这个参巴拉。
If you want to become perfect and pure in your spiritual life, you have to take notice of Sanballat.
你一直生气、啊前功尽弃了。
Because once you're angry, then Satan enters.
所以箴言说啊，啊，不轻易发怒的人大有聪明。
So the book of Proverbs tells us how wise are those who can control their temper.
有属灵智慧的人呢，他就不会发怒。
The spiritually wise will not get angry quickly.
那这个血气，你看肉体当中这个血气，我们人带的血气，这个敌人就在我们身上。
So if we have a bad temper, then the enemy resides within us.
所以你要建造这个城墙，真的不容易啊！第一个，你要先对付参巴拉。
So the first thing that we need to do to build our own holy temple is to encounter Sanballat.
那在教会里面更是这样子。
It's more true even of the church.
你在任何的这个场合里头，只要一个人，一个血气的人出来讲话了，那整个就不一样，整个属灵的气氛就没有了。
All you need is one angry person to arise within your congregation, and all that spiritual goodness vanishes.
教会第一个就是参巴拉如果出现了，那就很麻烦啊。
So we are concerned when a Sanballat arises within the church.
要预防。
We must take heed.
在教会里面呢，如果我们教会里面有职会啊开会的时候
，When we have a council meeting，
我第一个要防备参巴拉。
First thing we need to beware of is Sanballat.
绝对不能让他出现。
Must never let Sanballat come among us.
他如果一出现，你这个会就糟糕了。
Once Sanballat appears, then your council meeting is for naught.
那怎么不让他出现？
And how do we avoid letting Sambalot appear?
第四节这里说啊。
In verse 4.
说我们的神啊，求你垂听。
Hear us, O God.
要祷告，一定要靠祷告。
First thing to get rid of Sambalot is to pray.
靠祷告，靠神才能对付这个属血气的。
Only through prayer and reliance on God can we get rid of our tempers.
如果没有靠圣灵的祷告，你就胜不了这个陈巴拉。
If we do not rely on prayer through the Spirit, then we can never face Sambalot.
这个是我信主的开始的时候啊，主耶稣教导我的。
This is one teaching that Jesus gave me when I first started serving him.
因为有一天，那个时候我们全家都受洗了，但是我爸爸还没有受洗。
At that point in time, my whole family had already been baptized except for my father.
那他在家里聚会他会参加，他看到我们信主只恩典那么多，他也是很高兴。
And he would attend our own home family service and Bible study, and he was happy at all the spiritual blessings that we had obtained.
但是他对神没有认识。
But he did not know God.
他只看到属世的这些恩典。
He could just see the physical blessings that we had acquired.
他认为他现在很健康，什么都不缺，他不需要。
He was healthy and he felt he didn't need anything.
那我们礼拜六都会去聚会。
So on Sabbath, on Saturdays, we would go to church.
留他一个人在家。
And he would be at home.
他要工作，他有他，因为他喜欢他养很多猪啊。工作很忙。
And he had his work to do, and he liked to raise pigs, and so there were things to do.
因为我要自己做饭吃啊。
And he had to cook himself for eat.
一个人工作这样，这一天他自己忙啊。
So on Saturdays he would be busy off doing his own thing.
开始他还可以，没有什么。
At the get-go, he was okay with this.
那长久下来，他就认为哇，这怎么可以？
But after a period of time, he was a little upset.
所以他心里就开始不高兴。
So he became angry.
现在我们继续来看第四章。
So let's continue on chapter 4.
我提到刚才我说的，因为这样子呢，我父亲他就不高兴，回来就不高兴，就跟我们讲一些话。
And so after we returned from Sabbath day, he was pretty upset, and so he said a few words.
那个时候我不懂啊，我就说哎呀，我说哎呀，爸爸你怎么讲这种话？不对呀，你看神的恩典这么大，在我们家里，你怎么可以这样讲？
And so when I first heard that, I was kind of confused or concerned because I couldn't understand his anger because I felt that God's blessings in our house has been so obvious, and how can he say such things?
他就这样跟他辩论起来了。
And so I started to argue with him.
那辩论的时候我心里就很急啊，就是哇，越急啊，因为他讲的话又好像对不起神啊，我心里就更急啊，就哇，越讲越大声啊。
And so I started to argue with him because I felt that he had blasphemed against God, and so I had this fervent feeling in my heart, and so I started to argue with him.
当我很大声的时候，他说啊，你现在信主耶稣了。就敢对我这样讲话。
And so we started to argue louder and louder. And when my voice became louder, he said, "Now, do you think you can be rude to me now you've believed in Christ?"
以前我不会对我爸爸大声说话，怎么会这样
？Because I've never been loud to my father before.
这句话扎到我的心，哎，对我为什么这样
？So his words pricked my heart, and so I wonder what happened.
我不知道为什么。
And so I didn't know what happened.
但是我马上就不讲话。
But immediately I shut my mouth.
我知道我做错。
I knew I did something wrong.
但是不晓得为什么。
But I didn't know why.
那天晚上睡觉就做梦。
And so when I slept that night, I had a dream.
我梦见了我跟我妈妈两个人，我穿的白衣服哎。
So that night, I dreamed that me and my mother we were wearing white robes.
站在一个水池的旁边。
And we were standing by a pond.
这个水池旁边有一棵树，哇，结满了果子，很漂亮。
There was a tree by the pond that was bearing a lot of beautiful fruits.
我们两个人好像在看守那一棵树。
And it seems as if the two of us were watching this tree.
看到这个水里头清澈的，哇，很美，看着就喜乐。
And so the water in the pond was very clear, and so it made me glad.
因为我跟妈妈，我跟妈娘，都祷告，每天就是哇，信主这个。 分享，很快乐，很快乐。
And because my mother and I would pray all the time, and we really had this joy in the Lord.
但是突然间呢，哦，有一个声音出来了。
And all of a sudden, there was a voice that came out. 哦，
出现一个人在那里。
There was a man from afar off.
穿黑衣服的。
And he was dressed in black.
啊，我一看，哎，那是我爸爸。
And so I looked at him, and it was my father.
但是那个声音说，撒旦。那个声音说。Satan.
And that voice called out to that person and said that he's Satan.
那个声音一出来，他冲过来，马上很快速就冲过来。
And as soon as that voice came out, that a figure came to us.
一下子，整个树上的果子啊，都被摘光光了，而且都丢到这个水池里面。
Immediately, all the fruits dried up, and then they fell into the pond.
哇，那个水就浑浊了，我一想，哇，怎么这样？我就醒过来了。
And so immediately the pond became dirty and muddy, and so I woke up.
我马上就知道，我就起来，我醒过来，我就祷告。
And so I understood what it meant, and so I got up to pray.
我说主啊，我已经知道。
I said, Lord, I understand what you mean.
感谢神。
Praise God.
早上起来我就跟我妈妈分享。
After I prayed, I shared with my mother.
说今我们不要再中计了。
We should not fall into the same trap.
撒旦现在借着我爸爸这样子，要来触动我们的怒气。
We understand that Satan is now using my father to prick our anger.
不管他说什么，我们心里要默的要祷告。
No matter what he says to us, we need to pray silently inside.
这不是他讲的话。我爸爸很温柔的人，怎么会讲这个话？
We also need to pray to him because actually my father was a very gentle person.
他是全村都知道是一个好人啊。
And the whole village knew that he was a good man.
可是现在不一样，他你看他讲话不一样。
So it is very strange that he said such angry words.
撒旦在。
So we knew that it wasn't him speaking, it was Satan tempting us.
不要中计。
So we should not fall into his trap. And so we should pray.
感谢神。
So praise God.
这样我们就得胜。
And because of understanding that, we were victorious.
那后来很快，隔一年呢，我爸爸就受洗了。
And very quickly, very soon, by the next year, my father was baptized.
这个是看我们从这里就看到这个参巴拉的可怕。
So from here, we know the scariness of Sanballat.
发怒一次啊，整个你以前积了那么满满的果子，一下子垮光光了。
Can you imagine?
我发不来呀、啊。
Can you imagine how the fruits that were so beautiful on that tree all of a sudden all withered and fell into the pond?
好，那么，尼希米祷告之后，好，没有事了啊。
So after Nehemiah prayed, everything was smooth again.
第六节啊。
In verse 6.
说这样，我们就修造城墙，城墙就多联络，高至一半，因为百姓专心做工。
It says, so we built the wall, and the entire wall was joined together up to half its height, for the people had a mind to work.
哇，你看，大家专心做工，没有受影响，所以速度很快，就一半完成一半。
Because the people had a mind to work, they were not affected by Sanballat, and so they were able to complete the task.
现在参巴拉就不甘愿了，他去找更多人来了。我们来看第七节。
But Sanballat did not give up, and so he went out to round up some more people.
哇，现在这个多比亚来了，亚拉伯人，这个亚门人、亚斯图人都来了。
And so he found Tobiah, the Arabs, the Ammonites, and the Ashdodites.
这个多比亚是属情欲的啊，属情欲的，他喜欢跟犹太人来结亲，他就是属情欲的啊。
So Tobiah represents that of emotion.Because
那这个亚拉伯人呢、
啊？
亚拉伯人这个人是什么？我们知道亚拉伯人就是以实玛利的后代啊。
And who are the Arabs? They are the descendants of Ishmael.
啊，这个亚拉伯人就是撒拉的意思生的。
And the Arabs represent the children born by the will of Sarah.
是人的意思。
They were born by the will
of man. 所以这个是仁义啊，仁义。
And so they represent the will of man.
啊，在这里亚门人
，The Ammonites，
我们知道亚门人是怎么来的啊
？We know where the Ammonites came from。
这个是属情欲的啊。
They were also that of the flesh。
啊，这个最后一个亚斯图人
，The last ones， the Ashdodites。
啊，这个是突击队啊，这个人。
They were the
这个是打手，给他们利用的人。
There were like the guerrillas, they were hired men.
所以我们看这些人来了做什么。
So what do they come here to do?
听到说哇城墙已经修建了一半了、哦、那破裂的地方都已经堵住了就甚发怒。
So they heard that the walls of Jerusalem were being restored and the gaps were beginning to be closed and so they became very angry.
所以这个主角还是参巴拉。
So we know that the central character is still Sanballat.
这个怒气没有消啊。
His anger did not cease.
接下来就是这很多事情都会发生的。
And because he did not cease his anger, he rounded up all these other people to be angry as well.
所以圣经上说你含怒啊不可以到日落。
The Bible says that if we are angry, we should not let our anger last
until sunset. 生气的时候不要犯罪。
And when we do anger, we should not sin.
含怒不可以到日落。
And we should not remain angry until sunset.
不然这个参巴拉是很厉害的、哦、
Otherwise, Sanballat is truly terrible.
好，这个大家就同谋要来攻击耶路撒冷，现在要攻击了。
And so they conspired together to attack Jerusalem.
要让这个城里就扰乱了。
And so the way they did that was to create confusion.
你看我们生气的时候，整个心都乱掉了。
We learn from experience that when we're angry, our heart is all confused.
开始的时候你讲话舌头都不听话了，哦。
Once you start speaking, your tongue does not listen to you anymore.
那再来呢？像该隐呢，眼都会发金光了，眼睛。
And then your eyes would be blazing like fire.
再下就整个脸色都变掉了。
And your facial expression would change as well.
所以这个血气是很可怕的。
So we can see that anger according to the flesh is terrible.
攻击让城内扰乱。
And so because of their attack, they created confusion.
那你看你心里怎么对待？怎么对付他？
So we can see the counterattack by
Nehemiah. 第九节说我们祷告我们的神。
In verse 9 it says that we pray to our God.
哦，祷告我们的神。
We pray to our God.
大家一起祷告。
Everyone prayed.
哦，我们祷告我们的神。
And so we pray together to our God.
哦，所以这个祷告团契的力量就很强了。
And so then we can see the strength of having fellowship prayer.
然后呢？又因为他们的缘故，就派人看守昼夜防备。
And because of the enemies, we set a watch against them day and night.
警醒祷告，谨慎来防守。
So on one hand they prayed, the other hand they watched.
这个是尼希米的策略啊、哦。
And so this is the strategy of Nehemiah.
那他就没有办法了。
But they had no other ways.
没有办法来攻击啊。
I'm sorry. So they couldn't attack the city.
那现在看第十节。
Verse 10.
但这个时候，因为工作啊，内部啊，也出现一些软弱。
At the time, they also noticed some inner weakness.
那这个内部的软弱啊，就比较麻烦了。
So this inner weakness was actually more difficult to tackle.
说有一些人呢、啊，哇，力气已经衰败了。
It says here that the strength of the laborers is failing.
没有办法继续建造了。
And so they could no longer continue the work.
哦，又听到敌人说啊，趁他们这个时候、啊、攻击，攻击。
And so, because they heard this, the adversary said that we were going to attack now.
所以敌人是攻，不是攻坚，他是对付你软弱的地方，他就要来攻击。
The enemies do not attack just anywhere; they will attack the weakest point.
所以要知道自己的软弱，防备自己的软弱。
And so we need to know our weaknesses, and we should defend for our weaknesses.
整个教会也是一样，特别要看顾那个软弱的那一群，那些。
In the church, it's the same. We should especially watch for those who are weak.
对于我们自己，我们知道自己的软弱是什么，像保罗一样。
To defend ourselves, we also need to know our own weaknesses, just like Paul.
他说我什么都不夸，就夸我的软弱。就他特别注意这个软弱，因为这个地方需要特别的来警醒啊，特别主耶稣来帮助。
Paul said that he does not boast of anything except for his own weaknesses. He knows that he needs to defend, strengthen his weakness.
看到第十二节、啊。
In verse 12.
你看那个靠近的敌人呢，居住在犹大人呢靠近敌人的地方，十次从各处来见我们，说：“哎呀，你要到我回到我们那里去啊！”他们很害怕，他们。
In verse 12, it says that the Jews who dwell near them came and they told us 10 times that come to us because we're weak. They're about to come and attack us.
啊，你看尼希米怎么做？
And listen to what Nehemiah said.
十三节哦。
Verse 13.
说，所以我就使百姓各按宗族，拿刀拿枪拿弓，站在城墙 后边低洼的空处。
It says, therefore, I positioned men behind the lower parts of the wall at the openings, and I set the people according to their families.
武装起来了。
With their swords and their spears and their bows, and so they equipped themselves.
保罗在以弗所书第六章那里说，穿戴神的全副军装。
Paul also said in Ephesians chapter 6 that we need to put on the full armor of Christ.
所以一定要把百姓武装起来。
And so we need to armor the people.
没有武装就看着敌人来就怕了。
If we are not armored, as soon as the enemies come, we will be afraid.
如果有武装就不怕。
But if we are armored, we will not be afraid.
所以我们经过这种训练就是一个武装的训练。
And so the NXTS training here is also a way to armor ourselves.
那我们有了受训，有武装，那就不怕了。
And after we have been armored, we will not be afraid.
所以尼希米这个很重要。
And so this is a very important thing that Nehemiah did.
在那里防守看顾那些软弱的人，就可以专心的安心的工作，不怕。
And because of them guarding them, those who are weak were able to freely do their work.
那么这些都安排好了。
And so he arranged for all this.
所以敌人根本就没有机会来进攻。
And so the enemies did not have any opportunity.
我们看第十四节。
Let's read verse 14.
说我查看了，就起来。对那些贵族官长和其余的人说，不要怕他们，当纪念主是大而可畏的。
It says, and I looked and arose and said to the nobles, to the leaders, and to the rest of the people. He said, do not be afraid of them. Remember the Lord, great and awesome, and fight for your brethren.
保罗说，要依赖主的大能大力做刚强的人。
Paul said, we should be a strong man by the power of God.
所以给大家信心。很重要。
So it was important that he gave everyone faith.
但是你没有先把这些武装起来，你光说不要怕，那是不可能的事情。
But he first strengthened or armored the people, because if he did not do that, there is no way that he could have said.
一定要先把他武装起来，然后告诉他不用怕，靠住刚强。
What he did was that he armored the people, gave them weapons, and then said to them, "Do not be afraid."
你要叫神要叫约书亚。刚强壮胆。
It is like how the Lord said to Joshua, "Be strong and courageous."
那什么时候对他说
？When did he say that to him?
借着摩西按手在他的身上。
He said that to him through the laying on of hands by Moses.
把神的这个能力给他。
And so he imparted God's strength to him.
神的武装穿上去。
And so he put on the clothes of God.
刚强壮胆。
The armor of God, and he became strong and courageous.
神与你同在，跟摩西同在一样。
And he said, God will be with you just as he had been with Moses.
所以今天我们一定要先武装起来，才可能刚强壮胆。
And today we also need to be armored in order to be strong and courageous.
现在不但要工作，要征战哦。你们为弟兄、儿女、妻子、家产征战。
And he encouraged them to fight for your brethren, sons, daughters, wives, and houses.
前半段呢，只有工作，大家专心工作就好了。
For the first half, they only focus their work on working on the wall.
现在下半段的工作，哇，比较难了。
The second half of the task they needed to do was more difficult.
从工作来讲，你看城墙低，从低再高，现在高了一半了，在上面这一半呢，那当然工作也要更困难喽。
So far, they have built about half the height of the walls, and they were able to complete it. But the next stage will be more difficult because the wall will be higher.
那又有敌人呢，在攻击，敌人要攻击，还要跟敌人作战。
And besides building the wall, because the enemies were out to attack them, so they needed to fight as well.
所以尼希米他采取了非常的措施啊，这个下面这一段很重要。
And so Nehemiah used a very important strategy that is recorded in this very important passage.
十五节这里说，仇敌啊，听见说我们知道他们的心意啊，见神也破坏他们的计谋，就不来了。
In verse 15, it says, "And it happened when our enemies heard that it was known to us, and that God had brought their plot to nothing, that all of us returned to the wall, everyone to his work."
这很重要啊。仇敌知道，所以知己知彼啊，百战百胜就是这个道理。
So, we need to know our own minds and also the minds of our enemies in order to fight a victorious battle.
这个是神破坏他们的计谋。
So in this way, God was able to foil their plot.
所以神同在，属灵的人能看透万事，看透魔鬼的诡计。
It is the same today. If we have the Holy Spirit with us, we can also see through the plots of Satan.
然后呢，他们就再回到工作岗位去了。
And so in this way, they return back to their work.
但是从那一天开始，十六节。
In verse 16, it says.
哎，他们怎么工作？
We will read how they work from that point onward.
尼希米说：“我的仆人一半做工，一半拿枪。”
It says from that time on that half of my servants worked at construction, while the other half held the spears, the shields, the bows.
本来他尼希米那些仆人呢，就大家都一起在啊协助这个工作的。
Before this point, all the servants of Nehemiah were working on the wall.
现在呢，分成一半，一半去做，一半拿枪来防卫。
After this point, he divided up his servants, and half of them worked on the walls, while the other half defended the walls.
那派官长在那里呀、啊，啊，做指挥，做。
He also ordered the leaders to be behind all the house of Judah.
啊，十七节说、啊。
In verse 17.
修造城墙的人啊，有些是啊材料的、啊、所有的人，在工作的这些人呢。都一手做工，一手拿兵器。
It says here, those who built on the wall and those who carried burdens loaded themselves so that with one hand they worked at construction and with the other hand held a weapon.
所以他们现在只有一手工作，那另外一手要拿兵器。
So they were able to use one hand to work while the other hand they had to use to hold weapons.
这个是什么意思？
What does this mean?
工作跟征战，它是已经结合在一起了。
That means to join the work of working and fighting a battle.
在做工的时候，也是在征战的时候。
When you're working, it is also a time to fight.
我们不要忘记。
We should not forget.
我们是在跟我们的仇敌魔鬼征战。
We are now fighting a spiritual battle with our enemy Satan.
所以不要忘记。
And so we should not forget.
如果只有做工没有拿兵器，很危险。
If we only know to work without holding a weapon, it is very dangerous.
所以一定要。拿着圣灵的宝剑。
So we should hold the sword of the Holy Spirit.
随时都可以对付仇敌。
We can counterattack. We can attack our enemies anytime.
十八节说修造的人呢、啊，修造人一定要两手拿石头啊，还两手。
In verse 18, it reports that they were builders, and in order to be a builder, you need to have both hands working.
那他的兵器就佩戴在腰间。
And because of that, they wore their sword around their waist.
一到征战，所以嘛，马上就可以作战。
And so that whenever they needed to fight, they can immediately draw out the sword.
带着这个腰间佩刀。
And so they girded the sword at their waist.
真理束腰。
And so we should also gird ourselves with truth.
吹角的人在我旁边。
And it says that the one who sounded the trumpet was beside me.
尼希米啊，他是要看顾整个全局的。
Nehemiah wanted to be able to see the whole city.
吹角的人就是守望的人，他在看。
And the trumpeter was also beside him watching.
仇敌来的时候就吹角。
When the enemies come, they would blow the trumpet.
守望的人很重要。
So the watchman is very important.
警醒。
It is also important to be watchful.
谨守。
To watch the city,
不给魔鬼留地步。
Not to leave any room for Satan to
attack. 不给撒旦有机会。
We should not leave any opportunity for Satan to
attack. 教会里面很需要这样的人。
We should have a watchman for every church.
所以保罗对那些以弗所的众长老说。
And so this is what Paul said to the elders at Ephesus.
你们要为自己谨慎，也为全群谨慎，就是要吹角。
You should watch for yourselves, and you should also watch for your church.
那尼希米告诉他们
Nehemiah told them,
因为我们大家都分散在城墙分散在工作
because we have all been separated far from one another on the wall、哦、
那离开很远我们大家相离很远
there are great distances between us
那怎么办
what should we do
就是靠这个说你们听到脚声在什么地方响
it says in verse 20 wherever you hear the sound of the trumpet
就赶快聚集到那个地方
rally to us there
这样就可以了。
And this will work.
说我们的神必为我们征战。
And he said further, our God will fight for us.
这句话最好了。
This is a truly wonderful sentence.
你看，聚在一起，如同一人、哦、 聚在一起。
We can see how they gather themselves as one person.
今天呢，我们要很重要，就这个聚在一起。
So this is also important as, for us today. That is for us to gather together as one.
彼得前书。
Let's turn to 1 Peter.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
彼得前书第四章。
First Peter chapter 4.
第七节。
Verse 7.
彼得前书第四章第七节。
First Peter chapter 4 verse 7。
说万物的结局近了，所以你们要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。
It says, but the end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be serious and watchful in your prayers.、
这个是一手工作，一手拿兵器了、
This denotes the same meaning as holding a weapon in one hand and working on the other hand.
那第八节。
Verse 8.
最要紧的是彼此切实相爱。
But above all things, have fervent love for one another.
就聚在一起。
It means to gather together.
彼此切实相爱。
It means to love one another.
爱使我们聚在一起。
Love causes us to gather together.
我们的神就为我们征战。
And if we do this, God will fight for us.
只要我们彼此相爱。
As long as we love one another.
仇敌是不能害我们。
Our enemies cannot harm us.
很坚固。
And so we will have a strong
faith. 所以不用担心。
Do not be afraid.
从看二十一节，看回来尼希米记。
Let's return to Nehemiah chapter 4 verse 21.
所以二十节说，于是我们做工，一半拿兵器，从天亮一直到星宿出现的时候。
So we labored in the work, and half of the men held the spears from daybreak until the stars appeared.
这句话就告诉我们，
it means
今天我们就是要这样子来啊，来做工，来征战。
We should also work and fight in this manner.
我们要服侍，也要征战。
We need to fight. We need to work, and we also need to fight.
不要忘记。
Do not forget.
有些人只知道要服侍，忘记征战，结果呢？被掳了，被掳了。
Some people only work and do not fight. At the end, they were captured by their enemies.
工作做很多没有错，可是自己被掳了。
It is true that they may have done a lot of work, but at the end, they were captured.
太可惜了吧。
That is truly pitiful.
所以我们要服侍，但是也不要忘记，一面要拿兵器，要征战。
It is true we need to serve, but at the same time, we need to have a weapon in our hand to fight.
一直到星宿出现，晨星出现就是主耶稣来。
Until the stars appeared, it means until the time Jesus comes.
这样就好了。
And it will be fine.
这个二十三节这句话也很好。
The verse in verse 23 is also wonderful.
看到尼希米这个领导者真的很好。
We can see that Nehemiah was a great leader.
他说我和弟兄，我的弟兄和仆人呢，便跟从我的护卫兵啊。都不脱衣服出去打水，也带兵器。
Says so. Neither I, my brethren, my servants, nor the men of the guard who followed me took off our clothes, except that everyone took them off for washing.
那我在看保罗跟他的同工啊，就是这样。
Paul and his co-workers were the same.
他们传福音。
When they preached the gospel.
在牧养教会。
When they pastored the churches.
就像尼希米跟他的这些弟兄仆人一样。
He did it in the same manner as Nehemiah and his followers.
不脱衣服的。
He would not take off his clothes.
这个武装都是不会脱下来。
He was fully armored all the time.
就是打水也是带兵器的。
Even when they went out to draw water, they would have weapons with them.
我们的生活就是征战的生活，属灵的征战。
We should see our lives as a life of fighting battles.
无论吃喝做什么事情。荣耀神，那一定要对付魔鬼。
No matter what we do, when we eat, when we drink, in order to glorify God, we need to be in the mode of fighting battles against Satan.
这样才能得胜，才能完工啊。
And in this way, we will be victorious and complete His work.
所以保罗说呢，穿上神的全副军装，可以抵挡魔鬼的诡计，那我可以完成一切的工作。主来的时候可以安然见主，站在主的面前。
So Paul said, be armored, by put on the armor of God and resist Satan, so by the time he comes again, we will be able to see Christ.
感谢主，我们这一节就讲到这里。
So praise God, this ends today's lesson.